Network Marketing 2.0, Episode 092. For marketing and free training resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about four network marketing top income earners important characteristics. Alright, so I'm going to share with you four characteristics of a top income earner in the network marketing or entrepreneurship arena. To be frank with you, I'm probably going to just focus on entrepreneurship, because essentially, if you don't become an entrepreneur, you're not going to win in network marketing. That's a fact. That's just how it is. You cannot bring a job mindset into this game and win. It just doesn't work like that. As a matter of fact, 80% of your job is going to be your mindset. It's a mindset shift. I don't know if you're over 30 years of age, there's a reason why you haven't won at the age of 30. If you're 40 years of age, there's a reason why you haven't won. Winning means happy at the age of 40. I don't care if you are 60 years of age, it even gets worse the older you get, because you have certain habits that needs to be changed if you want to win in this game of entrepreneurship. So just be aware of that. You know, there are certain ways. Entrepreneurship, 80% of it, you're born with it. 20% of it, you can be learned. Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm thinking. So that's not what I think. That's just a fact. Okay. So for example, myself, I was born an entrepreneur. Working a job is not something I do very well. When I used to work at FedEx years ago, I enjoyed it more so because there was no boss over my shoulder all day. As soon as I pick up the packages, I'm out of the door, but I get to decide how I want to deliver the route as long as I'm done. That job helped me when it comes to result-oriented. The result is to get those packages delivered on time. And that was pretty much what I worked towards. As soon as I was done with that, return the truck to the station, and I'm out to school. This was the period when I was in school full-time as well. So it was a part-time job. And that's the real only main job I've ever had in my life, because I was kind of in control of how I decide to deliver results. So since I've been a teenager, I've always knew that I was more of an entrepreneur. Ever since I picked up the piano, learning by myself, by ears. Ever since I started to put concerts together, even in high school. Ever since I started to put groups together, I was just more of a self-driven type of person. So I'm not going to sit down here and be naive and say you have to be 100% born entrepreneur. But I think you have to be 80% born. 20% can be learned. So if you're serious enough, that could be that 20%. Maybe you've always known that you've been an entrepreneur a long time, and just circumstances. I can respect that, but just know that the older you get, the harder it becomes for you to just suddenly turn to an entrepreneur. It's because of the habit that I've exactly built the exact life that you have right now. So there are four things that I want to share with you that entrepreneurs have in common. And these four things, they are overly simple, and because they are simple, most people tend to not do it. They think it has to be complicated before they can actually achieve results, whereas it's just opposite, okay? It's just opposite, but because of the mindset, it's a mind shift. So the first thing, like I said, is simple. The first thing on that list is simple. So it's actually the fourth thing, okay? It's number four thing. But I'm going backwards here because I want you to grasp a full picture of what I'm doing here. The first thing that I'm going to tell you right now, going backwards, is you have to learn how to keep things simple. If something is complicated, you have to have somebody break it down for you into simple. If it keeps complicated, then you cannot duplicate. Then you cannot worry about residual income, because residual income in its very nature is Simple. You do something once and they get paid over and over again. It's called service. The second, again, going backward here, is consistency. You have to be consistent in whatever you're doing. It has to be consistent. You cannot look for results immediately. Result may come immediately. It may come later. I'm going to give you an example. I have a person in a group of people I just put together that I'm coaching right now to get to six figures in 90 days. And I've had people that have been in it for quite a few weeks. All right. They've already made some sales. But some of them haven't had the high ticket sales yet. Somebody came in within the last 6 days and I've had their first high ticket sales already. So you may say, hey, maybe it's Pasha. No, it's not Pasha. That's a good reason why losers always lose, because they don't stick around. They compare themselves to others. Let me share with you, if you're consistent, you're always going to win. If you stay in the game, you'll win. But if you compare yourself to the person next to you, they may have a sprint in the beginning. That may just be their style. You need to stick with your own style and keep going and just be consistent, because this is a marathon, not a sprint. Remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. The third thing here, going backwards, is circle of influence. The kind of people you surround yourself with will determine the direction of your level, the level you get to in this business. Okay, so you may say, hey, but everybody in my team are new. Well, find yourself, go to the events where all the top earners are hanging out. Go there, pay the money, get there, get your butt there, because I tell you, this is all about energy. If you don't get yourself surrounded by a circle of influence that's going to average out to the goal and the objective that you want in your life, it's just not going to happen. Okay. Last but not least, going backward, is decision. You have to decide. So again, let's take it from the beginning to the end right now. The number one is actually decision. You have to decide first that you want to be a top earner. Number two, you have to change your circle of influence if you notice that nothing is happening. Number three, you have to be consistent with whatever habit you're developing right now that you're learning from your new circle of influence. Number four, you got to keep shit simple. Okay, you have to keep them simple. If it's complicated, trust me, it's not going to make you money. For the conventional mind, when something is complicated, it makes you money. That's how they think. Well, that's why they stay broke. Okay, the simpler things get, and the more you can duplicate it. Duplication not meaning that other people become you, but learning how to literally leverage. Okay, simple. Just remember, simple, 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 simple. Keep things simple and you will absolutely blow the top out of the water here. Okay. So that's what I have for you. Hopefully you've learned. Hopefully, you've been enlightened a little bit, educated. And I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2 Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.